Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open the pack and give them a smell.
Then you smoke them.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ben Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Bob Crosby. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being Bing's day, we present a man who skyrocketed to fame immediately after recording Sam's song, Bing Crosby.
You're right. Yes, sir, you never spoke a truer word, Kenneth. Sam's song did it. By the way, whatever became of that fellow who sang with me on the record? What was...
Well, gee, I don't know, Bing. He just sort of dropped out of the picture.
That's show business for you. A lot of fellas are just one-shot guys, I guess. They just...
That's right. Of course, if you let this fellow out of school and give him another shot, he might run you out of show business.
Well, he'll run himself right out of his allowance, too. Ken, now lest our argument becomes a little bitter here, and I wouldn't want that to happen, I think I should burst into song. We have a little number called Cold, Cold Winter, very seasonal. John Scott, would you give us a downbeat on that? I'll get into my snuggies and plunge right into it.
Like a cold, cold winter, plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter, baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. Gonna be cold outside,
wow.
Gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter, summer's so far away, but until then I'll love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter,
plenty of
it's
ice
gonna be cold out there,
but we
just
keep the love light in our hearts aglow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
Ah, but baby, what do we care? As
just
long
we do,
as we have
me
this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside,
temperature taking,
gonna be warm inside,
thermometer breaking,
so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fireside, by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, and summer is far away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day. I'm gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
We thank you. Now, Kenneth, my boy, let us sell some Chesterfields. I smoke them because they have mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. That's why they satisfy more and more smokers every day.
Chesterfields are proved milder. The authority? The Tobacco Growers of America. Over 1,000 of them have signed a statement that confirms the fact that Chesterfields smoke milder. And that's based on the standard mildness test used by all tobacco men. The test that proves tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
You know the way Chesterfield blends those tobaccos, their secret process. It means every Chesterfield has the right combination of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfields are proved to have no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority? the country's first and only cigarette taste panel, who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
That's the straight info. Yes, sir. Those are the good reasons why Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Take it from me, they're the only cigarette to give you the proof of mildness and the proof of no unpleasant aftertaste. So always buy Chesterfields, they satisfy. Now with Mr. Buddy Cole at the piano, a ballad from the Paramount picture, Mr. Music. The likes of you may never be attracted to the likes of me. But accidents will happen, and I'll be around. And maybe there'll be no one else but me around. Forevermore may never start. You may ignore my hopeful heart, and chances are I'm not the one to make you fall. But accidents will happen after all. A smile may show it, your eyes may glow, before you know it, I'm sure I'll know. So, if you fall in just that way, oh, wouldn't I be thrilled to hear you say, I had a lovely accident today. Your eyes may glow, I'm sure I'll know.
I'm sure I'll know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, very, very good, Harry, and a happy Bing's Day to you.
Well, Bro Bob, come right in, will you, Bro?
Congratulations, Bing, and I think it's wonderful the way everybody is celebrating your 20th anniversary. This Bing's Day is the greatest thing that ever happened.
Well, it's a big day for me, all right.
It's an even bigger day for me.
Yeah?
After all these years of being just Bing Crosby's brother, at last you're going to retire.
Retire? What do you mean?
Well, you've had such a brilliant career. Why don't you quit now and go out in a blaze of glory? Farewell, Bing. Farewell.
Farewell. I'm not going any further. What is this? Farewell, yeah.
You're not going any place.
No.
Oh, please, Bing, as long as you're here, I'm not going any place. That's it.
Oh, so that's why you've been giving me this big pitch about retiring, huh?
Well, now, looky here. I've gone through all my life wearing your hand-me-down clothes, your tuxedo, your suits, your shirts, your socks.
So?
Now I'd like to step into your shoes.
Oh, you want me to get out of the picture, huh?
Radio and records, too.
Dandy. This is dandy, isn't it?
Well, I guess you think that I'm just a heel.
No, don't be silly. How can I think you're a heel? You're my brother.
Well, you're my brother, and I have no trouble at all.
Fresh tonight, aren't you? When have I ever behaved like a heel? Now, tell the truth.
Well, lots of times. Like the time I had the tip on a horse in Florida and I wired you for money.
Well, I sent the money.
I know, but the horse lost, you heel.
No use of me trying to figure out that kind of reasoning, is it?
Now, look, don't you see, Bing, if you'd step aside, then my name would mean something. Why, I could be the Bing Crosby of the Bob Crosby family.
Oh, Bob, you're doing fine. You got the Campbell's soup program and you got a nice family. Be brave. Love each other. Be happy with your lot.
Well, I'm very happy with my lot, but we'd like to put a house on it.
Well, stop holding still for those touts on Florida horses there.
Why are you so stubborn, Bing? Why don't you give up and rest on your laurels? You've had it. We've had records, pictures, radio.
What about television?
Yeah, that's it. Stay home and watch the television.
Watch it. I got an offer to appear on a big TV show.
No, I think that really television's too strenuous for you, Bing. It's more for a kid like me.
Stop with that kid stuff. I can handle that TV. I'm in good shape. I take care of myself. I get plenty of rest.
What time does Dixie tuck you in then?
Usually right after Beanie. I eat all my spinach, though. I get to stay up and watch Faye Emerson.
He's younger than I thought. Well, I guess neither one of us are kids anymore, huh, Bing?
No, but it's sure great while it lasted, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Say, Bing, remember back in Spokane? Remember how the whole family used to sit around the parlor and listen to Brother Everett sing?
Yeah, we always thought he was going to be the one.
Maybe he is. Bing, maybe the folks would like to hear
us do to you when he gets home.
Say, maybe they'd like to hear us sing one of those old songs like we used to do.
You think so?
Well, I know Mother would.
Well, Mother may not be the only one listening.
She's the only one we're sure of.
Well, I guess we could do a song for Mother. Anyone else who is interested that's listening.
How about a duet on Moonlight and Roses?
Okay, you be Moonlight, I'll be Roses. Harry Bodkin on the Fiberheart.
Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of you. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's olden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories of you. Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of you. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. Love's golden dreams sparkling anew.
Is this the American Album of Familiar Music?
Well, Bob Hope.
Bing, congratulations on your 20 years in show business, and I think it's wonderful that today, Wednesday, January 10th, has been set aside as Things Day.
I'm not the thing, I'm Bing.
Oh, it's Bing's Day.
Yes,
oh, yes. Well, I'm in the wrong studio. Goodbye.
Bye.
No, but Bing, on behalf of our sponsor, Chesterfield, I wish to congratulate you on having this day January the 10th set aside as Bing's Day.
Thanks, Bob.
And I also want to congratulate you on the entire month of January being dedicated to you as Crosby Month.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
And I want to wish to congratulate you for being acclaimed Mr. Music.
Well, thank you, Bob.
And one thing more.
What?
I wish I were dead.
Oh, come on. Don't be bitter, Bob.
How do you like this guy? Don't be bitter. I can't figure it out. They have Mother's Day, Mother gets one day. Father gets just a day, but Grandma here gets a whole month.
Grandma, what do you mean, Grandma?
Pardon me, I mean Mr. Music.
Yes, that's my new moniker. How'd you feel when you heard they changed my name?
Like Glenn McCarthy felt when his daughter changed hers. This whole thing burns me up, that's all. I've heard of the Book of the Month. Now they start a new thing, Schnook of the Month.
I say, you're really rolling tonight, aren't you?
Well, why don't you get in the act, Cagey, instead of laying back and getting all the sympathy?
Now listen, if this is going to affect you like this, why don't you just go someplace and have a good cry?
Well, I have a right to feel disappointed. Look at all the years I've been around entertaining. Don't you think I should get a month?
You ought to get life.
Life. That's something you'll never see in this program.
This program bubble. Plenty of bounce.
Remember back in the old days, Bing, how we were out hustling to make a buck?
Yeah, working for car fare, cigarette money.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. And look at us today.
Still working for cigarette money.
Say, did you hear about the big new deal I made at Paramount?
Oh, yeah, sure, I heard. Yeah, sure.
You know, if I can do you any good over there, don't ever hesitate to get down on your knees.
Well, you're very sweet. Very sweet, but I must tell you, I made a new deal over there myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How big is your new deal?
Well, let's put it this way. With the deal I made, they had to come to me to okay your deal.
Oh, man.
I frankly hope I'm quite enthused about you. Your next picture, The Lemon Drop Kid, looks like a real fine film.
But, Bing, I think you were really kind of silly. I thought you know our new president.
Who?
Well, Robert. Bob Crosby.
Bing, don't stare at me like that.
Oh. Save your breath, kid. You're in too deep. Make the presentation, Bob.
The presentation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bing, and this is on the level. On behalf of the entire staff of Decca Records, I would like to present you with a solid gold record.
Thank you.
Hey, isn't this something? How about the, a solid gold record? I wonder what song it is.
Well, it's a record of Sam's song with Gary's part cut out.
Well, what do you know about this?
And Bing, I have an anniversary gift for you, too.
Oh, Bob.
Now, not to be outdone by Decca's gold record, I would like to present you with this brand new gold gossard girdle.
Oh, it is gold. Wait a minute, what is it? We're having more fun tonight, huh? Say, what is it? Is it a panty or a longie?
It's a whitey. You'll make it.
Gee whiz, it's a gossard deb. Well, I hope Dixie doesn't grab this. Thanks again, Bob. That's a real gift. That's something I could use.
Well, wait, there's lots more.
Well, there's more? What? What do you got?
Well, certainly. In honor of Bing Crosby Month, Bob and I and the Rhythm Heirs have a special song just for you, Bing.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm covered with confusion. I'm blushing.
Well, just pull the girdle over your head and nobody will notice it. Start us off, John. Start.
Crosby, 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 Crosby.
Bing, not Everett. It's Bing in January instead of just June. And so for this long, chilly month, we're stuck with his croon.
I raised this soup salesman from a bouillon cube.
It's Bing in January. 51 is downcast. The baby New Year came in wearing his diapered half-mast.
He's climbed the tree to the topmost limb.
Why, the Russians claim that they invented him.
It's Bing in January, and so, friends, we fear that spring will be a little late this year. So late this year.
Oh, no. Mal Hallett will never take us back. We rehearsed in the wrong room, I'll tell you that. Now listen, Bing. You came in with high button shoes and 23 skidoo. It's been a long, long time.
Listen to the guy that tickled the cow that started the Chicago fire.
And the songs my mother taught me, she learned them all from you. It's been a long, long time. At entertaining all GIs, you've been inveterate. You sang both for the Union and Confederate.
Now, right after Grant took Richmond, Hope came in with a camp show.
You used to take me riding in your Ford to dry my baby tears.
And it's been a long, long time.
You put me on the back seat end. I've been there all these years. Say, brother.
Yeah.
Can you spare a dime?
I'll let you feel my gold record.
Now they named you Mr. Music Dad because of the film you made. I'd like to get a title too. How can I make the grade?
Why don't you worry, Bobby boy, for soon you'll hit the top. When the Lemon Drop kids release, they'll name you Mr. Lemon Drop. Maybe even Mr. Lemon Droop.
Okay, Droop Drop. Let's droop it, huh?
How about me, Brother Bing? What title can I claim? What can I do to get into the nation's Hall of Fame?
Just you concentrate on selling soup. Renown will come to you. They'll name you Mr. Oxtail of 1952.
Mr. Oxtail.
What do you want to be, chicken gumbo or something?
We have to go back for that. Finale.
Put on your golden girdle, that golden girdle, cause 1 month is all that we can stand of you. Wear it through January, or that load you carry will spread over into February, too. Put on that girdle, Harry, or that load you carry will spread over February, too.
Ah, thank you, friends. Thank you. That was indeed touching, very sincere.
Hey, Bing, I'd like to read a wire from two other admirers of yours.
Well, please do, Robert.
Well, it reads here, warmest congratulations, Bing. When you're selling Chesterfields, it's Mr. Music to our ears, signed Liggett Mars, makers of Chesterfield. The only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Well, that's nice, Bob, but don't you think it's rather commercial?
No, they just have a long signature, Bing. Haven't you noticed? That's the way they sign their checks. Well, wait till you see the anniversary cake they sent.
What flavor icing?
Oh, I forgot to notice. The thing that caught my eye was a 20 lighted Chesterfields on top.
All right, I can take a hint. Folks, like Bob said, Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
And that mildness is a cinch to prove. Just make the Chesterfield mildness test. You know, open a pack and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke them, and you'll know Chesterfields are milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
So satisfy yourself that Chesterfields are milder.
With no unpleasant aftertaste. Always buy Chesterfields because they satisfy.
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you smoke them.
From the considerable glossary of American folk music comes this big hit. Everybody's singing it and playing it.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Walk when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Walk. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Walk.
He was waltzing with his darling to the Tennessee Walk
when an old friend I happened to see
introduced him to his loved one. And while they were waltzing,
my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Walk. Now I know just how much I have lost. I lost my little darling on the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Walk. Beautiful Tennessee Walk.
Does it for this evening. My thanks to Bob Hope and Bob Crosby for joining us here tonight.
Well, I wouldn't have missed helping you celebrate Bing's Day for anything, Bing. Why, you know, we're buddies. You're almost like a brother to me.
Me too. Easy, boy. Easy there.
Back, blanket. Say, tell me, who's going to hold you up to the mic next week?
Next week, Bob Louis Armstrong will be with us. Also, Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, and a very talented young lady, Miss Toni Arden. Folks, before shoving off, I'd like to remind you how to make an investment that really pays dividends. An investment in the future of a boy. Be a big brother. Volunteer your time and your interest to help a youngster find his way.
If you want to be a big brother, write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks again, Bob Crosby. See you next week, folks, for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, and Miss Toni Arden.